everything you need going into the day.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
And my friends, Donnie Patterson, Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289. Get in touch with them. We love the Patterson Tax Service. I won't go anywhere else, I'll tell you right now. I won't leave the Patterson Tax Service. I'll do this year. I think I'm going to do early March. I've been doing mid-March, but yeah, having a baby and all that kind of stuff kind of changes things. So I'm going to do a little early March with the Patterson Tax Service. Still do some tax planning. You still got a couple more, you got a week or two to do that, take care of it. But really what they'd love for you to do is get in touch with them and now start going and set up your appointment. A lot of people really depend on those refunds. And if you think you get a big refund, you can always take care of that. It's PATTAX.com. Get your appointment ASAP. In January, they'll file your taxes for you. Get that refund as soon as legally possible for you. 859-8289. Again, 859-8289.
You get to claim independent this year in your taxes.
Next year.
Not this year. He's born already.
Who?
The kid.
He's born already?
If you're doing it in March, he's born in February, right?
Yeah, but you go January to December.
Hey, claim it this year. You'll be fine.
Yeah, what, I want to get audited?
Claim it this year.
Yeah. I'm just trying to do things legally, buddy. I want to do things the right way.
No,
I don't know about
no,
you.
No.
I love our country so much, I'm going to do things
risk
legally.
Risk it for the biscuit.
No risk. I enjoy helping my country keep everybody safe.
Mickey
and sound
Plyler
happy.
Does no. things the right way. Mickey Palmer does things the rogue way.
Mickey Palmy's for everybody. hey, Paul Strela, I want to be clear about one thing. I did not make any Everton. Nobody talks about Everton. I found this out that Everton is the longest of the non-relegated, or they've been non-relegated, whatever, longer than any other club out there. I think that they are a solid side, and so I have respect for Everton.
Well, disappointing season. They were now below Manchester United again on the table, but be that as it may.
I
want to get back to the discussion that Zach thinks he can claim dependents before they're already born.
See, they need to do you.
Kids born in February, and you're going to claim it in
March.
If
anyone can tell you about claiming dependents, I'm the guy.
Great stuff, man. I always think about you guys and your family, man. It's great. I know you guys are doing a great job of parenting over there and raising some great soccer kids over there for sure. Hey, Paul. Things change so fast in recruiting. I don't want to give away too much because I want people to subscribe to TigerIllustrated.com. But let's go down Clemson's board a little bit and kind of talk about some situations. And in today's show, as next week is signing day, next Wednesday signing day, will the running back situation, is there a chance, not will it, but is there a chance the running back situation could be much, much clearer when we talk next Thursday?
Certainly there's a chance. A lot remains fluid when you get down the stretch here. I think every school's got names coming in and out, and it's funny to kind of see the barometer on the message boards, because I think there some people might not have the stomach for it, and just kind of see chaos and teams are hitting fallback boards, et cetera. But I mean, really, there's a lot of movement for everybody right around this time. And that's just kind of, that's kind of the fun in following it. And they understand the instability that comes with that oftentimes. But as far as running back situation goes, we've long talked about Jerrion Ealy, the four-star from Jackson, Mississippi, who is a decorated running back prospect, committed to Ole Miss since last December. But, the threat of pro baseball looms, and that's hasn't really changed, or that isn't a new development. But I think as you get closer to this signing deadline, he took a visit to Clemson last month. Indications have been for a while that he's going to open up his recruitment, and his comments have suggested as such. We're talking about taking official visits, but he took an official visit to Mississippi State last weekend. And we haven't seen him open up his recruitment quite like he said he was going to, combined with if he's starting to play around, look at other schools, You know, there's even been some conversation that does he sign in February or does he wait a little longer and see how baseball goes? So I think a couple different elements, if you're Clemson, you know, maybe give you a little more pause than before. You know, if Ely comes out and withdraws his commitment and Clemson feels like, you know, it's very strongly them, you know, I think that's different than the current situation. So be that as it may, Clemson last night, we report on the board, offered Sebring, Florida's DJ Williams, really one of the hottest commodities in the Southeast over the last month. An Appalachian State commitment during the summer, plays quarterback for his high school team. And so one of the true guys who really has kind of gone under the radar. Tennessee offered, Auburn or Tennessee offered there in November, and then the other followed. Miami subsequently offered. Alabama is now involved with him, and as well as, you know, pretend he had lined up an official visit to Georgia this weekend. So, you know, really his star has risen pretty quickly, and Clemson decided to go ahead and move on him, and I think moves to not necessarily the forefront, but them and Bama, you know, give you reason, and Georgia could be in there as well. I think those three have quickly kind of emerged as the leading candidates for him in this very short span. Clemson's been communicating with him for a little while, but if they can get him on campus for an official visit this weekend, which I think it's Clemson or Georgia are really the two candidates, then the complexion changes for the direction Clemson probably goes.
If they are, is this an early enrollee?
I don't know if he's an early enrollee. He will be signing next week, so odds are in that favor. But I haven't verified that.
And so obviously this weekend, getting him to either Athens or Clemson, that will be a major key there. We'll find out about Will Putnam, I guess, in the next 3 or 4 days. Is there any way that you feel better about one compared to the other two in the Auburn, Florida State, and Clemson race for the 4-star offensive guard?
A lot of, you know, as tends to occur at this time, very close to the decision. You get a lot of smoke going in different directions. You know, I think all sides would tell you that logic dictates that Clemson is the probable choice, based on the instabilities at Auburn and Florida State. But to what degree that's truly going to be the measure, we don't know, because he does have longer standing relationships with Florida State and with Auburn, and how much weight's going to go on each of those, or we don't know for sure until he decides. And I don't think he's totally tipped his hand in one way or another. So yeah, I think that's one that's still up in the air. And I think if you're Clemson, you feel you're in it. You feel you've got a good shot with him. But until he announces, we don't know.
Could you see Clemson's offensive line class maybe taking shape, maybe even being done, because there's a couple of other guys that they might sign or any other candidates that they're still looking at that could sign in the early period?
A couple of guys who will sign early. We've got, you know, Cooper Dawson out of Hanahan in the Lowcountry, who has taken official visits to UCF and Syracuse. Clemson formalized its offer for this class last weekend. Someone who wants to play defensive end, that's what he played at Hanahan. And before he got hurt, he tore his ACL last summer at the Dabo Swinney camp. Clemson likes him as an offensive line candidate and had been looking at a gray shirt offer. But I think he wants to play defensive end. And I think that will probably win out in the end. I think UCF was the front runner going into the Syracuse visit, and I'm not sure if Syracuse has surpassed them, but you know, I know UCF was in good shape there, so I could see head in that direction. Another guy we have talked about on our board and have some news on this morning, Jimmy Fritchie out of Greenville here. Played at Riverside as a junior, playing tight end. 6'6", 6'7", 255 now. And his dad, Jim, who's a local realtor, played tight end at Purdue was a tight end who turned into an offensive lineman, played at Purdue and 1 year with the NFL's Philadelphia Eagles. But, you know, he has taken official visits to Syracuse, UConn. He's got Nebraska lined up this weekend. If Clemson, you know, Clemson has not offered, but if Clemson were to offer, that would flip that recruitment on its head. And I think Clemson would be tough to beat in the end. But, again, a lot of moving parts here around the deadline. So he is another one that we're kind of monitoring.
Is Frischi you said he's going to sign? Is he an early enrollee as well? Do we know that?
I do not know that, no.
Okay. Is there a pecking order on that board? Can you assume that Cooper Dawson was maybe more highly thought of since he's been offered earlier, or is this a guy that maybe Clemson with Frischi maybe could he have moved up the board?
Well, I don't think we can make assumptions either way. I think they're just with different moving parts, and you know, different people have different preferences. You know, I don't think right now you can sit there and say that one necessarily reflects the other, but I don't think that you'll see both Dawson and Frischi in Clemson's class. Right. I think it'll be one or the other, and things will go from there.
And Tyler Davis, any time frame? Is he going to sign on Tuesday? On Wednesday, we would know that, or is he going to wait to All-American game? Any news about his time frame?
The only news on Tyler Davis' time frame is he's told people this week that it's going to be soon, very soon. the great watch continues with Tyler Davis. And frankly, I don't know the delay, but I do. Indications remain that that Clemson is in the best shape there over Florida State.
And in Crouch, that's going to be an All-American game. Is that where we'll first find out about Kavarius Crouch?
That has been the plan, yes, at the January 5th Army game in San Antonio when he makes his announcement there.
All right, I got two questions for you on big picture questions. Dabo, you wrote an awesome piece about Dabo and the offensive staff heading out to Bellflower, California. I don't want to give it away, but kind of give us an idea, because people need to subscribe to get this, but give us an idea of the significance of that trip and maybe the long-term dividends of a trip like this.
Oh, the way it was characterized to me by people out there was that it was very significant. High school he goes to, you know, has a lot of recruits. They've got a lot of names coming in there, and I don't want to overstate, yet another head coach making an appearance out there. But I think the manner in which Clemson did it, you got the whole offensive staff coming out, not the whole, but, you had two co-coordinators as well as a quarterback coach and Dabo Sweeney, making basically the cross, it's not like Clemson recruits California otherwise. Particularly like at some of these other schools. Specifically, one guy they're coming, and not even, making that trip cross-country, and they don't even get to talk to the kid or his parents or anything per NCAA rules. They're really only coming, making their presence known, be seen at the school, but, to get to know not only the head coach, but assistants on the staff, just personnel at the school, guidance counselors, stuff like that. I think the not only that Clemson goes there, but kind of just the manner in which they do it definitely resonated from what I picked up. Just kind of there's the general Southern charm that they have. So I think that, someone of Sweeney's profile, I think that that certainly, carried some weight there. And, someone that, he's got his own national brand, basically. People recognize him. He has a different identity, separate, kind of distinguishes himself among coaches that people see on TV. And so I think that the fact that he made that trip, they spent 2 hours on campus, I think just the sum of it all, it makes people more comfortable there in not sending DJ Uiagalelei to Clemson. But I think that when other people feel better about it, it helps Clemson's cause. And I think just the relationships that they would have not only with Uiagalelei, but with high school coach, assistant coaches, if all those people like Clemson feel good about that as a choice for Uiagalelei. I think that makes it a lot easier for Uiagalelei to choose Clemson over the long haul.
Final one, and I know you hit this, and I get cantankerous on your board about people in their panic among the offensive line. And I know, I guess I'll let you add to this a little bit. I'm not sure there's a great class of offensive linemen in the state or within their reach and evaluations and things like this. But one thing I wanted you to comment on, I know you were at practice yesterday. I know you saw McFadden for the first time in a while a little bit. It seems to me that some Clemson people are in a much bigger panic about the future of the offensive line, much more so than the staff, and talking to staff and seeing who they got and who they have in the lines down the road, and even later on in 2020. Is it right to say, Paul, that the fans are much more concerned about the future of the offensive line than the staff is?
Well, I hate to lump, all fans under one umbrella, because right. I think there's a wide range, and I think what we experience, particularly on a message board, is a wide range. And so there is to both extremes, but because there are always some who trust the coaches and everything, and that they're infallible, and then that's not the case. They're human, but at the same time, I think there's also people who fall, because they follow recruiting, and it's naturally do so. You start falling for you're tracking how many stars does this kid have, what's the offers. And all that does lend credibility to prospects and paint a picture. But I think what we've also seen over time is that for my industry, if there's a position that's the two positions hardest to truly evaluate, and I think that's the coaches tell you that, offensive linemen and quarterbacks. And offensive linemen, I mean, when you start looking in the NFL in particular, more than any other position, you get more guys who developmental were played different positions in high school. Bottom line, it's much harder to tell what an offensive lineman is going to be. And so to answer your question, I do think just generally speaking that Clemson feels better about where it is offensive line wise, than the pulse on our message board, would tend to reflect, and some of that has to do with star power. Some of that has to do, with a bunch of different factors. You could look at Clemson recruiting next class, and it's looking pretty good. Is it just an isolated issue this year? Is it people being uncomfortable with Clemson having to not just get their number one choice, throughout the course of a cycle, and having to, turn to some different guys late? Kind of feeling like Clemson should be above that now. I think there are a number of different layers that add in. But, yes, I do think when you look at Jordan McFadden, from last class and the way Clemson feels about him, as well as kind of how they feel about the rest of their board this class, I don't think it matches up with, maybe the panic or the questions that could go on among some of our subscribers at least.
Speaking of subscribers, I don't know how in the world you could be a Clemson fan and not subscribe, but a great Christmas gift. It'd be an awesome gift to give. If you have a Clemson fan in your life, Paul, I think Tiger Illustrated would be an awesome awesome way to give the gift that keeps on giving for 12 months.
Wow, I agree too. lots of moving and shaking going on here this last week before the early signing period. And I do think there will be some movement in January with this recruiting class. So, still a number of things left to go this cycle, as well as the foundation being set for what will be a class in 2020 that has the chance to challenge for number one, number two in the country, based on how we're seeing things take shape early. So a lot's going on here, certainly over this next week and over the course of this next month or two.
Place I find it every single day, TigerIllustrated.com. Paul, keep up the great work, my friend. Hey, who's Everton have this weekend? Who are you guys, do you know? I know you're in recruiting.
I think they're here at Trailsman City on Saturday morning.
Hey, never been a bigger Everton fan than I am this weekend, I can tell you that much. Take down City. Hey, have a great weekend, Paul, and let's talk post-signing day, kind of wrapping it up next week.
Sounds good, Mickey. Thanks, sir.
All right, buddy. Paul Strela, the best in the business at TigerIllustrated.com. Carolina Flooring Specialists. So would you have another friend? I'm thinking now it's got to be maybe 20 people that I know, 20 friends of mine now have Carolina Flooring Specialist garage floors. That's awesome. I want 25 by Christmas. Now, these guys are great. Tim Worley came by my friend Dr. Joel Brawley's house, and they're going to be doing his here in the next few weeks. Everywhere I go, everywhere I see, I had someone mention to me last night about their garage floor looking great when we were over at the Bowl Mania, the Mellow Mania Bowl Bash last night. It was a lot of fun, but I keep hearing it about. Thanks for the advice. We love the garage floor. My garage floor looks amazing. Thanks for everything. Tell you know the great guys over there. Sure it is. I'm going to keep telling you that. It's our wonderful friends, Carolina Flooring Specials. Let them come and give you a great garage floor. Call Tim Worley today. Set up an appointment. No obligation. Let him come by and show you what they do and give you a little estimate. 404-8158. 404-8158. The Garage Flooring Specialist, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. A break. We'll come back. Open phone lines for the rest of the show right after this.
Head to Bojangles for our holiday family variety feast. You'll get 8 pieces of chicken, 12 chicken supremes, 8 made-from-scratch biscuits, 3 picnic fixins, and a half gallon of legendary iced tea. Bojangles, it's bow time.
With only days remaining in the open enrollment health insurance deadline, now's your time to act fast. Mark Miesbauer with Health Markets Insurance is here to offer you the best plan at the lowest price guaranteed. Mark searches thousands of plans until he finds the one that fits your specific needs. You might even qualify for free health insurance with no monthly premiums. Don't pay more than you have to. Call Mark Miesbauer with Health Markets today, 864-214-2375. 864-214-2375.
Mice and rats are more active and bigger nuisances this time of the year. They want to be cozy in your home where it's nice and warm. We're here to kick them out. At Clark's, we specialize in keeping them where they belong. Call today to schedule an assessment on your home for rodent activity and possible entry points. Don't forget that we have one of the most detailed pest control services in the industry and also offer termite and wildlife control services. Call 864-233-2847 or visit clarkspest.com today.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union. With convenient services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and Online Applications, you can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the 8th year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Dudes!
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I thought I want to hear that. Welcome back, buddy. Glad to have you with us. TREHEL.com. My great friends at Trail. Trail wants to build your next building. Really, the bottom line, they just want to talk to you about building your next building and just start a conversation. The very first question you're going to say is, why are you building? You ever thought about that? Like, why are you building? Because that leads into something else. When you deal with Trail, it's not about the brick and mortar. It's not about the blueprint. It's not about the design. It is about the people. It is about your needs. It is about assessing those needs. It is about optimizing and giving you the value and return on your dollar. It is about balancing function and size and quality and aesthetics and budget and schedule. It's about getting all this in, and really it's about delivering a great product. So at the end of it, as they build this relationship with you, as this building goes up, you're going to have a long-term relationship. You're not going to have any adversarial relationships. It's hard to be in business. Mr. Or 24, you and I have adversarial relationships with other people. I wish I didn't, but I do.
Yeah, Will.
Will has an adversarial relationship. At Trail, since 1982, and a lot of things that can go wrong, and sometimes they go wrong, they fix them. So they have zero adversarial relationships. I love that. All the suppliers, all the people they built for, zero. I love that.
I got one.
TREHEL.com. Go see my great friends at Trail. Can I hit the reset button when I get some phone calls?
Yeah, absolutely. What you got?
The Clemson, we found out yesterday, Marquise Reed doubtful for the Radford game this weekend. Syracuse extends Dino Babers' contract. Temple's going to hire Manny Diaz today, the Miami defensive coordinator. Memphis's Daryl Henderson's going to go pro a year early. Trevor Lawrence, Xavier Thomas make the USA Today freshman All-American team. Christian Wilkins, a consensus All-American. Mitch Hyatt was in a yellow jersey yesterday. I think he's going to be fine. Tigers began practice preparation for the Cotton Bowl yesterday. J.A. Happ signs a two-year deal with the New York Yankees. Anything else I'm missing there? Just a little reset button for
me. Dino.
Yeah.
The old defensive coordinator for Miami. I'm really disappointed they didn't get it to the interim guy, to be honest with you.
Ed Foley. Love Ed Foley.
Old cousin Ed.
Love the guy.
Old cuz.
Northern Communication phone line 654-ROAR. Stuart held for all the way through Paul Strelo. Stuart, I really, really, really appreciate you hanging on so long, man. How you doing this morning? Hey, Stuart.
Oh, man. Wow, what a disappointment.
Stew baby.
Stew dog.
Toodaloo Stew. Stew man.
There you go.
Oh, man. They got held for 35 minutes.
Yeah, hate to see it. I
know. He had so much invested. Kind of like my Apple stock right now. You hate to see this go away in such a short amount of time. I think I'm getting a new phone today. I'm not sure.
Are you?
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not a phone snob.
Power of the X coming up?
No, I don't know anything about it. I don't know what X is.
The iPhone X?
I don't know what
the
iPhone X is.
XR.
I don't know what the XR is.
Get the old X.
I'm not a phone snob.
Why you get a new phone today?
Well, because we're switching companies. Ooh. We're bundling everything together. I'm not getting into that. I'm switching from one to another, but these are future advertisers. Because they're future advertisers, potential advertisers. I can't tell you which one I'm going to.
Why are you leaving Verizon for AT&T?
I don't know anything about that.
Are you on a sprint now? Talk you into those commercials?
Nope, I don't know anything about that.
Unbelievable.
What I'm telling you is I like a phone that I can call people on.
Let me be clear about something. I have loyalty to my phone company.
Yeah.
Obviously, you don't know anything about loyalty anymore.
Nope.
I have loyalty over here.
I don't. I want a phone that calls people, that I can text people on.
Yeah.
That I can go on the internet on. That's what I want my phone. I don't care about anything else. I think Mayor says we need to get a new phone because take pictures of little bouncing baby boys, snakes and snails, and puppy dog tails. I think.
This kid already running your life.
Of course he is. But believe me, it took you this long to figure that out. Of course he is. 654 Roar. Chad is in Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Doing good, Nick. Hey, your boy, Mr. Roar 24, needs to open up his own tax service. I mean, he's already deducting anticipated expenses and deductions. I mean, that's going to put Pat Tax out of business.
Well, so, I'll tell you what he could do, right, Chad. Now, he could do this. He could say, hey, man, I'm feeling a little bit frisky tonight. I want to go ahead and write the potential baby off. Yeah, to be pregnant with a disguise deal. We think we might have one down the road.
I'm buying a house next year, saving up. I'm going to go ahead and start deducting my interest that I pay every year off of.
Yeah.
I'm saying, I'm moving from Pat Tax to Mr. Or 24 Tax Service immediately.
Let me tell you something right now.
That's the kind of guy I need doing my taxes.
I mean, we got to enjoy Zach Orr while we have him, because it's going to be hard to produce a show when he's in Rahway State Prison in New Jersey. You like how I pulled Rahway out up there. See, you didn't think I knew Rahway, did you, Mr. Orr 24?
I didn't think so, no.
Anyway, how you doing?
Nick, I know we didn't talk about, I didn't call in about, guys sitting out of bowl games, but I got two or three questions for you. So, did you see Muschamp's comment with Devo sitting out? Like, I personally support his decision. So, my question is, there's no way, because I think Muschamp's an old-school football guy, but there's no way he supports it, right? So, my question to you is, how do you think Dabo would have handled it if, Clemson would have lost a game or two this year and not gotten in the playoffs, and, a Cleveland Farrell or Christian Wilkins or Austin Bryant decided to sit out? What do you think his quote would have looked like, number one? Number two, what do you think Clemson fans would have thought of those players that were to sit out? Because Mick will happen probably at some point. And then three, for somebody like in particular, like a Christian or a Cleveland Farrell that came back that could have gone pro early, what would you think of them, Mickey, personally, if they came back for their senior year, maybe due to injuries, in other positions or whatever, they ended up not achieving the team goals needed, but had individual great years, and ended up skipping out on a New Year's Six type bowl game that wasn't a playoff because they were worried about injury, gave you, 3.9 good years, but we're going to miss this last game, could have gone pro early. Want you to answer those three questions, and I'll hang up the list.
I've got them, man. I got them written down. I've got them right here. You ready, Mr. Moore, 24?
Yes, sir.
Number one, we've already heard Dabo had this quote. And I will anticipate, or I will speculate that the quote will look something like the quote with Kelly Bryant.
Which was?
We support him. We disagree with the decision, but we support him.
Yeah, I think you're accurate in that assessment.
Number two, what would the fans feel like? I'll ask you this, because I think we've kind of got this as kind of the same thing as Kelly Bryant. What did the fans think about Kelly Bryant, Lou?
What did the fans think about it?
Yep.
Most of them were upset about it. And it was probably along the same lines of Dabo at the end of it, wasn't it?
Yep, I agree. So I think that's what most fans would feel about if a guy did it at Clemson. And it's going to happen at some point in time. I think it is. I don't know. Maybe the culture is different. I don't know. Hard to say in the college football playoff every year. Hey, I had lunch with a buddy of mine yesterday. He has a 4-year-old son. He goes, my son, we talk about football. And he goes, in my son's lifetime, all he ever knows is, hey, Dad, we win the division, we beat South Carolina, we go to the ACC championship game, then we go to the playoffs.
That's right.
Like, that's what the only thing the kid knows.
Like God intended.
Finally, about what would happen if a guy like Cleveland Farrell, guys came back and then decided that, that the season didn't turn out quite the way like they wanted to say they left. It's the same thing as any of these guys. What I personally think about that is that if you want to leave a school, if you want to leave in January, February, March, April, May, June, July, leave. That's fine. I got no problem with it. If you want to go, go. But once you make that commitment that you're coming back, and you step on that August camp, you're part of that football team for that season. And the team for that season goes through your postseason. And you play with your teammates through that time. Are you going to take the scholarship money? You're going to take the per diem money on all the meals and all that stuff? You're going to take the cost of living, cost of attendance money? Is the season still going on? Let's not forget this, Mr. Orr 24. I'm going to convince you right now, but I know I can do this. They get cost of attendance money, right?
Yeah.
They get that for playing the season. The season's still going on. You owe it. You took the scholarship. You took the food money. You took the per diem money. You took the apartment money. You took the money from your cost of attendance money. You signed up. You're a member of the team. You play the season. Now, when the season's over, wherever that might be, if you don't make it to bowl game, you play 12. If you make it to conference championship, you play 13. Make it to conference championship in the bowl game, you play 14. Make it to national championship, you play 15. Once that season's over, then go do what you want. Transfer in January before the season, spring, do it like Zarek Cooper or Hunter Johnson. Any of this time, I got no problem with it all. Once you sign up, once you take the money, once you take the, you sign the contract, you're going to be there that year, then you're there that entire year.
This isn't the mob. Football season. This isn't the mob.
What do you mean?
That you don't, if you take the money, you're not in. You're not indebted to them. You're not going to get whacked.
No, okay, let me explain this to you. No, nobody's going to whack him. No.
You took Dabo's money, kid.
You're not going to
sleep. This is the biggest mistake you ever made.
You're not going to the mattresses. You're not going to sleep with the fishes.
No.
No, but.
I'm not taking a dirt nap anytime soon.
No, but let me explain something to you then. When you borrow money from the bank, guess what?
Yeah, they're coming for you.
You pay them back.
They're coming for it, aren't they?
Yeah, when you have buy a little car on a little loaner right there, you get a little loan, you're going to pay them back. You committed to playing football for your team that season. You play that season. Got it? You in?
No, I don't agree with you.
Stu Baby's back. Hey, Stuart, I appreciate you calling back, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm sorry I got cut off.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I hope it wasn't us. You were on hold here. I hope it wasn't our fault.
I don't know. No telling. These phone lines, you can't never tell.
I'm with you.
I got a thought to run by you about the fake punt of Georgia.
All
right. I want you to think back to the Georgia-LSU game.
Mm-hmm.
First Georgia drive, they drive down to about the 15 or 20, and it stopped. And his brain must have went in, I don't know what kind of mood, but that daggum coach tries a fake field goal. And LSU stops it. And the total momentum of that game just totally turns around. Georgia not able to drive the ball much after that. And, I mean, you want to talk about a bonehead decision. You know, you think about it, that really turned their whole season around right there. You know?
Oh, I totally agree with you. It was a 3-0 game at the time. You kick the field goal, make it, it's 3-3. Instead, you give that up, the crowd's back into it again. LSU drives it 12 plays, 84 yards, go up 10-0. They hold Georgia 3-and-out. LSU goes 5 plays, 53 yards, kicks a field goal to 13-0. They hold them again. LSU gets another field goal to 16-0 at halftime, and the game's over.
I'm telling you, you know, the Alabama game, that fake punt, that didn't really hurt them at all compared to,
well,
you know.
I think it did, but here's the thing that both of them have in common. On the fake field goal to LSU, it's 4th and 9. On the fake punt, it's 4th and 11. It's not like it's 4th and 2.
I know.
Crazy.
I mean, you know, that's about, I don't know if you remember back one time, Clemson, I can't remember if it was in some game, and their daggum punter tried something, and it was like on 4th and 11. And they tried to run for it and got stopped 2 yards short. And Dabo just think it was something he did on his own. I don't think Dabo called it.
Right.
But Dabo just blessed him out when he got to the sidelines, you know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, but, you know, stuff like that, just one play like that could really just turn your whole season around.
I agree, my friend.
And back to what you were saying about committed for a whole season. My daddy taught me as a little boy that a man's only as good as his word, whether it's written or oral, you know. So, you know, what does that say about those people that gave them their word they were going to play the season out or whatever, and then they up and leave? You know, it just, it don't say a whole lot for their character, you know.
Your dad was a wise man. Stuart, I appreciate you calling back in, man. I hope you have a great day today.
All right, you too, and go time.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. Our friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com, let them take care of you in your financing and refinancing. I found out yesterday that another mutual friend of ours, husband, works over at Prime Lending as well. I didn't know this. Everybody know works at Prime Lending now, and they're doing fantastic. They're doing awesome. So get in touch with Prime Lending. Let them talk about a first-time home buyer. Hey, Mr. War 24, you about to get married, right? You're going to be a homeowner one day, right?
Hopefully.
Go into it armed. Go on their page right now, PrimeLendingSC.com, and look at all the different resources of how to go about it, what you're going to bring into a closing, what you got down payments, all this stuff. Go into it with some knowledge. And then call these folks, let them sit down, they'll take care of you. It's my great friends at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Hey, Jersey Jack, hang on. We'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap things up right after this.
This Saturday, the Clemson men's basketball team heads back home to Little John Coliseum to take on the Radford Highlanders. As Brad Brownell's Tigers hope to continue their winning ways with broadcast starting at 2:30 with a 3 p.m. tip-off right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
What do you get the person who has everything? A gift certificate from Urban Nirvana is always a safe choice. A day at the salon with their talented stylists can make anyone feel beautiful. The spa is a perfect solution to replenish and refresh. And the best part? You can order, pay for, and print your gift certificate from your own computer, even on Christmas morning. No traffic and crowds to worry about. Log on to urbannirvana.com, select and pay for the amount you want, and print it out. Urban Nirvana at MacBee Station and the shops at Greenridge.
This is Gary, the mortgage expert with Classic Home Mortgage. Are you about to buy a home? Whether it's your first home or your 10th home, I can help you. Our FHA purchase loan rates are lower than most of those big banks, and we're right here in South Carolina. Let my 23 years of experience help you. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com.
NMLS number 107429, Classic Home Mortgage, NMLS number 182005. Subject to underwriting approval, equal credit opportunity lender.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Have you noticed the construction next to Hendrick Honda Easley? That's because they're expanding. Thanks to their amazing family of clients, the demand for Hondas continues to increase. They have the make, model, and color you want. Always in stock and ready to test drive for our customers. The 2019 Hondas are arriving. Experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley. Check out their vast inventory at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Let's tee it up and get this day going. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If that's who you think we are, you're making a fatal miscalculation, son.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, my friends at Palmetto Dunes, I got a great email this morning. How about this? 12 Days of Golf, the holiday gift to you. Book online by Christmas Eve. You get 50% off Palmetto Dunes Resort golf rates right now for tee times between now and Christmas Eve. So you book a tee time online, do the promo code 12 days, and you play between now and Christmas Eve, and you get 50% off. The Fazio course, the Jones course, the Hills course, that's awesome. The Holiday Golf Classic tournament's coming up this weekend. If you're still looking for a little shotgun start of this Saturday, sneak down and do that. But I love that idea. On the promo code, 12 days, book between now and Christmas Eve and get the Christmas Eve, play between now and Christmas Eve, get 50% off at Palmetto Dunes. Another great deal. Another reason why you need to get on this email list. At Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. I love bringing attention to our junior golfers and amateur golf. How about this, Mr. Or 24? Golf Week World Amateur Junior Rankings right now. Camilla Burnett's number 689 in the world from South Carolina. She's number 11 in the class of 2020. And then my little niece, Isabella Raw, ranked number 206 in the Golf Week World International Rankings. And number 6 in the world in her class, 2022 class. So
top 100, I'll be impressed.
Well, she's number 6 in her class in the world.
206, goodness gracious.
I'll tell her. I'll tell her you said that. Get a little motivation in there. Two great players here. That's awesome for the class of 2022. That's great. And these girls are ranked internationally that way. Part of our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. Part of our great visit, Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Get in touch with the great folks there. And, again, book tee time between now and Christmas Eve. Play between now and Christmas Eve. Use the promo code 12 days and get 50% off tee times at all three Palmetto Dunes courses. Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com. The beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, 50? South Carolina. What's that?
50?
Yeah, 50.
50% off.
Yeah, 50. Mm. Travis from the Dirty Mert said, the kids' future is more important than the pointless bowl. Why don't you talk about all the coaches quitting on their teams? We've talked about coaches too. But the kids' future more important than a pointless bowl. Are they pointless bowls?
Where's the line for you? How many times have we had that conversation?
I mean,
right
now the line is Greedy Williams is sitting out a New Year's Day 6 bowl.
That's the line for Greedy Williams, isn't it? It's a terrible name to be doing this kind of stuff.
Where's the pointless bowl? Where's the pointless bowl line?
It's different for everybody, I guess. For me, it's a New Year's 6 game.
You'd play a New Year's 6 game?
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't play anything lower than that?
I can't be bothered to play in the Gasparilla Bad Boy Mowers Bowl.
Play better during the season, and maybe you guys go to something better.
Maybe you do, but that's in the past now. That was the season. This is the postseason. I only agreed to play the season.
No, you agreed to play postseason, too. You just changed the rules. I disagree there, Travis from Dirty Mert.
Dirty Mert.
By the way, you're getting a meaningless bowl game in Dirty Mert in a couple of years.
Dirty Mert.
Jersey Jack's been a patient. So, hey, Jack, I appreciate you hanging on, man. How you doing?
Oh, it was a wonderful day. Got to get some things done around here. Hey, I missed last night at the Mellow Mushroom. We had some dinner guests last night, so I couldn't make it out. But what a comment. Very good segment this morning with Paul Strelo.
Well, thanks.
I have my spreadsheet set up for every year on recruiting, and I think we're going to be okay. We get a couple of guys, Will Putnam and Quaveris Crouch, this year. Anything else we get is going to be gravy. So it'll be a good year.
Well, hey, we need to compare spreadsheets. I've got a spreadsheet. I spent 2 hours in the last couple of days on the 2020 class, so I'll forward that to you, Jack. Send me your email address. Text me your email address. I'll send you my 2020 stuff.
All right. I got my 2020 is building up pretty rapidly.
That's great, man. We're kind of sick in the head, but hey, I tell my wife all the time, there's a lot worse stuff we could be doing than playing golf and keeping up with recruiting.
That's true. So it takes up our time. Hey, one thing good, we got some guys coming in January and for the spring game. And you know, the one guy I really want to see in the spring game is our new kicker, Aiden, from IMG. I think that's going to be exciting to see how he does in the spring game next year.
Aiden Swanson, a left-footed kicker, an All-American kicker from IMG. And I'll tell you right now, the one of the greatest things about Dabo and his staff is that where you see weakness, they see opportunity to get better, and they fixed. Remember we had a kickoff issue and a kickoff return issue and all that kind of stuff? They fixed it.
Yes.
And I think they're going to fix this with Swanson also.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have a pretty good kicking game if Swanson comes through like we think he is, and obviously VT Potter is the future. But so we'll have a pretty standard in the end zone kickoffs and some good high punts, I hope, for the next year. So I'm looking forward to it. Hey, guys, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you all this next week.
Sounds great, Jack. Be careful. Enjoy. Always enjoy talking to you. Might see Jersey Jack tomorrow. Might try to play a little golf tomorrow. I think it's going to rain tomorrow.
Is that right?
I think it's going to rain tomorrow. I hope not, but you don't know. I mean, can you give me a little weather update for tomorrow?
If you're trying to lose money against Jersey Jack and golf again, just let him know.
Trying to do what now?
I heard he takes your money any day of the week.
The guy's good.
I know.
He's a great driver of the ball.
I saw him piping him down there on the course, or on the driving range.
Yeah, that's right. You met Jersey Jack.
Mm-hmm. A couple times.
Hey.
Didn't see him last night, though.
No, he had the guest, dinner guest on stuff. Hey, did I...
they served dinner at Mellow Mushroom.
They did. Did I? I didn't get any. I only got one piece of the whole thing. Did I impress you with the Rahway State Prison?
Rahway? I mean, that you know a random town. Is there a prison in Rahway?
Yeah, you didn't know this?
No.
Can I tell you how I knew it?
How? You know somebody there?
No.
Somebody went up for a vacation for a couple of months.
No. They didn't go up the creek for a while. There.
A little extended stay.
They did not do that. But when I was a kid, and it always scared me to death, but there was a boxer named James Scott. And James Scott was in the New Jersey prison system.
Rahway State Prison boxer. Got it. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. He was. Spent a lot of time in reformatory stuff and anyway, sent to Rahway prison and convicted armed robbery and incarcerated in 1960, I think it was. Anyway, he started fighting. He was a really, really good fighter. And he fought inside Rahway State Prison. Matter of fact, he went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He went 9-2. He won his first 8 fights inside Rahway State Prison in Woodbridge Township, New Jersey. Where's Woodbridge Township? You know?
Yeah, it's down near it's very close to the Staten Island, essentially.
But he was a great fighter, man. And it always scared me to death, man. Prison always scared me to death, watching prison movies as a kid and all this kind of stuff. And then they see that the guy fought in there. So James Scott.
It is now East Jersey State Prison.
Is it really?
In case you wanted to go visit someday.
I just thought I'd impress you with some of that stuff.
No.
Some of my knowledge.
Color me impressed.
He passed away this year. At the age of 71. He was 19-2-1. Good fighter, man. But it's interesting that they set TVs up there and watch it inside the prison. So, Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my great friend, Brad Hughes.
Better ingredients, better pizza.
And the Allstate Insurance Agency. If you make one phone call, make that today to Brad Hughes and Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive some sports every day. Today, I forgive us for not mentioning this earlier. But in our little cantankerous Georgia crowd, this hates me now and hates Mickey Palmer and Zach Moore. And it's been all, you know, with William and these guys getting upset with us. I forgive us not reading the text a little earlier that said, 4th and 11 broke Georgia. 4th and 16 made Clemson. Touche. Get me fired up over there. I didn't realize that Georgia fans hate Clemson so much now.
Listen, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it, and I don't think you are either, if we're going to be completely...
They don't play each other.
Completely honest.
They just don't play each other.
They scurred.
Yeah. Buddy, we finished things up. Skip the music. What do you have for 2-minute drill?
Just a gigantic thank you to the listeners and the WCCP fans and faithful out there. We packed out a restaurant in Clemson, South Carolina on a Wednesday night during finals week, and we really appreciate everybody coming out last night. It was a tremendous success, and we enjoyed it, and can't wait to get back out there and do it again soon.
I had a great time. That was great. Seeing